Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, July the 18th, 2023, I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating political tensions and incidents of intimidation and violence targeting opposition supporters ahead of the August 23 general elections just over a month away. Three opposition CCC members, Elisha Mekki, Simbarashe Bakasa, and Tawanda Nyakuchka, who are charged with public violence, were denied bail by a Chitungwiza magistrate this afternoon, while two others, Emmanuel Chinoera and Simba Nyandoro, also in custody on similar charges, were set to file a bail application today, according to CCC. The party is condemning their arrest, saying instead they were the victims of political violence after they were attacked by ZANU-PF thugs, quote-unquote, while putting up posters in Ward 22 in Chitungwiza North. In a tweet, the party led by Nelson Chamisa said the accused are actually victims of both the ruling ZANU-PF party and a selective application of the law, adding the real perpetrators of the violence, who are ZANU-PF members, are roaming free. Incidents of intimidation and violence have also been reported by the opposition in areas including Mashonaland West, Mashonaland East, and Masingo. In other news, police say they have opened an investigation after the surfacing of an audio recording allegedly featuring ZANU-PF MP and Tourism Deputy Minister Barbara Rodzi, a candidate for Chirumanzu South, shouting obscenities at a police officer who had arrested a ZANU-PF member for defacing posters of CCC candidates. Rodzi, if it's indeed her, calls the police officer stupid and a dog, even asking him, "You think CCC will win?" quote-unquote. Studio 7 reached out to Rodzi but was told she was in a meeting. Police also say they are investigating the violent attack of Studio 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu by alleged ZANU-PF supporters during assignment in Bulawayo yesterday. Lichona njani Zimbabwe omuhle namhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo Live Talk The Connection. Sixoxa ngokufuthelana osokukhona elizweni ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Kula malunga ebandla le-CCC abikwa atshaywa ngabasekeli be-ZANU-PF eChitungwiza kodwa kwabotshwa wona. Alelwe isicelo sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail yinkantolo kamantshi namuhla. I-CCC ithi abantu laba batshaywa kabuhlungu ngamalunga e-ZANU-PF ngesikhathi benamathisela amagwaliba okukhankasela ukhetho. Basebebotshwa besethezwa icala lokuphehla uDlakela. Imbiko yokufuthelana okunje kanye loDlakela isibhahile kakhulu endaweni esifana leMashonaland West, Mashonaland East kanye laseMasingo. Kolunye udaba, amapolisa athi asevule uphenyo phezu komeli weChirumanzu South edale lePhalamende walilunga leZANU-PF unkosikazi Barbara Rhodes, ongumsekeli njalo kaMphathi Ntambo obona ngezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe, yena obikwa ephume kwenye i-audio esenkundleni zokuxhumana ethethisa ipolisa elalibophe ilunga leZANU-PF elalidabule amagwaliba e-CCC okukhankasela ukhetho. Nasi mwechirongwa che-Live Talk The Connection tiri kutarisa nyaya dzekuvhundusirwa kwevanhu uye mhirizhonga pamberi pesarudzo dzichaitwa musi wa 23 Nyamavhuvhu. nasi kune nengo ze CCC za nyimwa mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso mushure mekusungwa zichipomerwa mhosva yekuita mhirizhonga kana kuti public violence. Asi CCC inoti nengo idzi zakarohwa zvakaipisisa nevatsigiri vezanu PF zichiisa macampaign posters ndokuzosungwa panzvimbo yekuti kusungwe vatsigiri vezanu PF vakanga vadzirova. Mune imwewo nyaya, mapurisa anoti ava kuferefeta mutevedzeri wegurukota rinoona nekushanyirwa kwenyika amai Barbara Rhodes, avo vari kupomerwa mhosva yekutuka mupurisa akanga achinzi asunga nhengo yezanu PF yakanga yabvarura macampaign posters ebato reCCC. Munhu anonzi ndiamai Rhodes ari kunzwikwa muaudio iri kutenderera pamadande mutande achiti mupurisa uyu imbwa yemunhu, uye vachimubvunza kuti ari kufunga kuti bato reCCC richakunda here musarudzo idzi. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the preparations for elections due in a few months. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss this issue, we are now joined by opposition CCC Senate candidate for Matabeleland South, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and ZANU-PF activist and supporter Archford Guburiro. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to a live talk. Let me start off with Uma Mlotshwa. Mamlotshwa, we saw members of your party today accused of public violence being denied bail by a magistrate in Chitungwiza. But your party is saying actually these are victims of political violence which was perpetrated on them by ZANU-PF. They should not be in jail. Instead, ZANU-PF members who beat them up should be in jail. What's your take on their denial of bail today?
Good evening to you. I would want to ask any ZANU-PF person, what's your take on someone who has been beaten and thrown in jail? It's simple. It's not normal that somebody was attacked and thrown in jail. The attacker should be in jail. That is an obvious thing. And we expect the attacker to be in jail. And it's not going to happen in Zimbabwe because ZANU-PF uses selective application of the law, and ZANU-PF uses the courts to clamp down on opposition.
Mm-hmm. Coming to you, Mr. Guburiro, the same question. CCC, members of the CCC were denied bail today and they're accused of public violence. But the party says actually these are victims of violence who were beaten up by ZANU-PF members of your party, who should not be in jail, and instead, members of your party are the ones who should be in jail right now as we speak. How do you respond?
Ya ndinofuna nokundipa mukana wokuresponda kune zvataurwa nenhingo yeTPC iri kuti vanhu vaya vakasungwa vakanyimwa dhiri paifanira kusungwa vanhu vezanup f. Mubvunzo wandoda kutanga kubvunza ndeko kuti pavanhu vavari kuti vezanup vakaenda kunoripota here, nekuti mapurisa anosunga vanhu vanenge vapara mhosva nevanhu panenge paripotiwa. Bhozi, tinoona kuti vanhu veopozisheni vari bhizi kucreata nhema like vakachitendera pasocial media, kana maiona yange achinzi munhu airohwa nemunhu ndiva energy mutori anova nhengo yezanup f ari member of parliament, vachinzi vairova munhu, but vhidhiyo yachona ndeyekusvapaika icho muzimbabwe. So vanhu veTPC vanoita hondo dzavo dzokuti vanorovana pachavo vopedzera nhengo dzezanup f. Then when it comes kunyaya yebel, koti tare rine mutongo kuti ona kupa munhu bheu kana kunyima bheu, zvichidependa nekuti iwewe matauriro ako kudi wataura uchi zvakamira sei, masekisi ako amira sei, kana kuti mapurisa akusunga akanyora kuti kudii pamafomu aya anenge achinzi anorambidza bheu teritori. Ndingatawo manyepa arikutaurwa nevanhu veTPC vakapara mhosva dzavo vakuda kunenera zanup f kuti zanup f ndoine vanhu vari kuita mhirizhonga. Isu kuzanup f hatina mhirizhonga yatinoita, tipurezidendi vedu vari kutokurudzira kararo munyika kusvika maenzi apera.
Tinotenda tiende kuna Mamlotswa. Tinotenda vaguvuriro. Mamlotswa, uyamuzwa uguvuriro yakhuluma lapha uthi lina abe-TPC liyaxabana lilodwa bese lidonisela abantu bezanu phakathi abangelani le ndaba zenu, uthini ngalokho?
Thina kulanto esixabanisayo, thina in fact singabantwana bezimbabwe abafuna utshintsho. Utshintsho esilufunayo angeke sithola sixabanisa. Into ekhona, into emgceke, into e-experience la i-journalist yemidlolo ukuthi abantu bengakhipha sezanu ingqondo ziyaphambana. Umuntu angene esigeni ahambe tshaya abantu emakethi yakobulawayo, into eyenzakala broad daylight. Singabuza namuhla ukuthi bona banamajaha kaithithi u-anastasia ifoni namhla bangathi yibantu abaphethe ibhesha abaphethe i-rolens. Uyakwazi ukuthi ngiyaka ophelileyo ku-by election ematobo satshaywa thina ngabantu abazele emash west mash central bezositshaya ekhala kithi lemathekeleleni. Sasesicabane sibhane izimota leziyana sazimemezela nizibona kumavidiyo zinobuso buka-ebim nangakho zibhiliwe ukuthi zanup f zasezimota ze-TPC isikhathi bani. Esikubonayo ukuthi ama-court ngawezanup f, amapolisi ngawezanup f. Esikucelayo or esikufunayo yukuthi we build very strong institutions in Zimbabwe. I-institution engakhethiyo, engakhethiyo ukuthi noba ungubani ungubani. Yikho thina ibizwe ngithi Citizens Coalition for Change. Thina singabahlali beZimbabwe sifuna sibambene sitshintsho, asifuni violence. I-violence into yokucina esingayifuniyo ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi the moment kuprengeka i-violence anyway loba kungotshayo oba kunguyi-victim ucina ubotshiwe. Why would you do that? Why would you want to kwenza into enjani? Okwevidiyo kamutodi le ekhulunywayo ekhulunywa kuTwitter yikuthi vele bajwayele abantu labo ukuhola njalo besihlukumeza abasiyi-chance. Upresident wabo uyakhuluma ukuthi akube le-peace, same time kube nguye futhi umpheko wedeshi. Akungitshela ukuthi umuntu omdala ongakanamayadi ongafuni lokhu khanda likagogo wakhe. Kutsho ukuthi kutho ukunarebodwa becathile bathi tshayana abantu be-TPC lize libaqede. So sizubuhlungu ngokuthi amahamba zethu ayahlukunyezwa adinaye ibheyili. You know, singakhuluma sizesikhulume nangoshokhala ukuthi ungaphi namuhla. Ama-instances like asukuqala asofuthi kokucisa ukuthi nxa izanup f kuma-elections basise ngaba bakhontesta bodwa kanti why vele kuzahlala kuhlaselwa sihlaselwa nasesonke sabaZimbabwe. We need to build this country ungala violence. We need to build this country peaceful. This country is not done here. This country is Zimbabwe and it belongs to us, the Zimbabweans, the citizens. Niyabonga.
And Ms. Mlotshwa, I'm sure you had a chance to listen to an audio circulating on social media, allegedly of ZANU-PF MP Barbara Rhodes shouting obscenities at a police officer who had arrested a ZANU-PF member for allegedly defacing a CCC campaigner poster. She calls this poor police officer a dog, an idiot, and threatens to deal with him. Clearly, that's a case of abuse of power, if it's indeed her. And also, it borders on the issue of obstructing justice. I must say we reached out to the MP, Rosie, but the person who picked up her phone said that she was busy. But how do you respond to this whole saga and now the police saying they are investigating?
It is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate. Voice not here. It shows you ukuthi abantu labacabanga ukuthi umthetho kumele ubhekiwe. Yikho buze buzeisa ukuthi umbopheleni. Kumele kangawe uyabotshwa. So it really answers the question of laba besidunguza umuntu abephakathi. Ngakuya ngabo ngathi ngayithi sode sibothini. Ngayithi esibotshwayo singenzanga lutho. Ithi ama-victims. Umthetho usenecala lokubopha umtsho lecala. Umpholisa usenecala ngoba umthetho we-elections usivumela ukuthi one si-campaign. Second, u-campaign akwethu ufake ama-posters noba yikuphi. Bona babona kukiniko kulilungelo la ukuthi badabule ama-posters ethu. Really, I am disappointed ukuthi one is a female, umuntu ongumama ozakhuluma ihlazele ingane emhlathini ngoba she thinks that by being a ZANU-PF member she can get away with anything. It doesn't make sense. Yikho ngithi mina abantu abantwana beZimbabwe abakubone ubuze ZANU-PF ababuqalise namuhle abafake u-advocating yasemhlamisi esihlaleni. Then we bring back this country to eternity in this country. We need eternity living then. We need to build a nation out of Zimbabwe. At the moment, we are just a polarized country. Omunye ucabanga ukuthi now they can get away with it. Ngibona abuthamise engasibambanisa.
Siyabonga Mamlotshwa, aqhubeka ubambile. Andizoke kwamuri vaguvuriro. Tikutaura nenyaya ya MP weZANU-PF Barbara Rhodes. Avo varikunzi ndivo muaudio iri kutenderera madandemutande apa vachiituka mupurisa vachiti sei asunga munhu weZANU-PF anga achipomerwa mhosva yekuvharura macampaign posters eCCC. Vari kuti mupurisa uyu imbwa yemunhu haagoni basa rake uye vari kuti vachadhila naye. Clearly iyo ndeiinonzi abuse of power, obstruction of justice. My politicians haafani kunge achikanganisa mapurisa kana achiita basa ravo. Handizvo here vaguvuriro?
Ndiri kunzwa zvauri kutaura ende tiwa kuZANU-PF tinorespekta mapurisa asi tichienderana neaudio yamuri kutaura. Chandingataura ndechekuti mukoma wangu inini handikwanisi kuramba kana kubvuma audio iri kutaurwa kunzi ndi-honorable Barbara Rhodes nokuti kana varivo ndivanokwanisa shuwa vakazvitaura, but inini semazira ndinoita ava vanhu vatiri kushanda navo vajaira kugara vachishandisa hurumende yakaichonaka yakaunzwa namwari mumuzimbabwe yeZANU-PF kure vavecc vanokwanisa kuita maaudio vototaura kuti wingi nhingi zvita zvakadai zvototenderera, but asiriye munhu ari kutaura. Totonzi mupurisa anga achitaura uyu inhingi mupurisa, but tisina mupurisa nezitauro. Ini chandingakumbira kuti ndizotashuwa nyaya iyi zvayanzi kuongororwa nemapurisa. Tamira mapurisa kuti achatishuwa ndivaonare Barbara Rhodes vakazviita kana kuti hazvisi.
nekuti inini ndinotonawo kana vhidhiyo yomupurisa akanga ari kunzi akatukwa pafoni achi akachita vhidhiyo achinatoati ndini konsepo nhingi ndakatukwa naonare hozi ndinoshanda pakati pakati fosi namba yangu ndeyakati hasi tingava neevidensi yakakwana nokuti inini ndiri umwe akambovictimizwa nevanhu opposition paka pavakaena kwekwe paya zvikanzi anga ari iko akatouraya vanhu but inini ndamisiri kwekwe ndandiri kuchiredza so avanhu vanogona kungocreata manyepo
asi vaguvuriro dai ari manyepo dai ari manyepo ari pachena I'm sure honorable Rhodes would have responded by now and also I don't think the police would be commenting on a false claim because Mapurisa ari kuti pa Twitter and I'm reading their tweet. The ZRP has taken note of an audio circulating on social media concerning the incident involving some ZRP Charundura members, allegedly with the Deputy Minister of Tourism and Hospitality, Honorable Barbara Rhodes. This case is now under investigation. Meaning, the way I'm reading this tweet, pane nyaya, Mapurisa have reached out to the guy who was being insulted, who was being violated, and from my reading, they got his side of the story. That's why they're even mentioning Barbara Rhodes by name and saying they're investigating.
Honorable Barbara Rhodes, varivo vaenda kumapurisa onoripota against defamation of character. Nekuti ndiri kufanirwa manyepo nhau yakati yakati. Saka mapurisa investigator kuti abate culprit. Imini muri kuti dai vabva kuwekera honorable Barbara Rhodes vari kuonda. Vaita press conference, veri kuti vaita press statement. Kuri kuonda kunosiyana, unoita press conference, unoita press statement, unoita pa Twitter. Umwanoita kupolisa kuda kuti indiri kunzi zvakazvakazvaka defamation of character police or investigator kana shuwa varivo vakazviita kusungwa kana vasivo pamacalprit saka inini maonero andiri kuita nhau iyi ndinoti nyepo ezvose zviri kutaurwa hakuna zvakaitika zvakadaro honorable Barbara Rhodes munhu anotori nevunhu vanoziva kusoro mutemo vanotomirira nyika kumapurasitomu akawanda kunze kwenyika so havangamboitei zvinhu zvakadaro awa manyepo ari kungounganidzwa nevanhu vepozisheni sezvavanga vachiita kuti vari kuvataka honorable Barbara Rhodes vari kuvataka honorable Energy Mtoli vachiti honorable Energy Mtoli vhidhiyo vari kurova vanhu but asiriwo avaaanyaya yekunzi odio vaiodio vaisa vhidhiyo vhidhiyo klasho navo vakuti odio osava manyepo hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro kuzanupf mahonorable members edu nemhengo dzese dzezanupf discipline ndokune vanhu vakuziva kuti mukumbiro wenyika rinoshanda sei nemutemo wenyika unofamba sei nokurespekta mapurisa enyika
thank you there vaguvuriro I see the difference between nyaya yamutodi nehonorable Rhodes ndeyekuti mutodi responded there and then Zuro issued out a statement saying that he's taking legal action against those people who are accusing him of perpetrating violence. But this particular MP Rose has not responded. We even sent her messages on WhatsApp. A colleague did, but she hasn't responded. And also, clearly, Guburiro, I understand. Muri kuramba kuti ZANPF ine mhirizhonga yes and nyaya ya mairozi I think time will tell if mapurisa akaita mainvestigations awo sekuvimbisa kwavo will see kuti kuchabuda chii kana vari innocent she will be exonerated but kana vachibatwa nemhosva vachabatwa nemhosva and nyaya yeviolence also we saw yesterday activists in ZANPF regalia otherwise ZANPF activists in Bulawayo beating up a Studio 7 reporter, our colleague Anastasia Ndlovu. But the party never admits to such incidences and say, we are sorry it happened. It never happens.
I'm sorry. In the allegations, as my evidence. We've got an evidence of the Zanzibar supporter, Yagabe Garcia. PF said, Ichiro, I never knew about Photo Rigabuda, Richitenderera, Ritori Pom Naturo, watch on one Narguru,
Vaguriro, CIA. CIA double standards vaguburiro. Kana ari mutere ari munhu wezano akapfeka kana ari munhu akapfeka Zanu PF t-shirt achirohwa munobvuma kuti munhu wezano but kana vari vanhu vakapfeka ma t-shirts ezano vachirova vanhu muri kuramba kuti vanhu vezano ma double standards yaya but let me go to
Inzaga, my brother, you are presenter. When you start to say, look at my double standard, no longer any.
No. Those are facts. My double standards. If you are going to say, Kanamuna, Shiro, Waga, Fika, T-shirt, yes, Zanu, Muno, Zanu, PF, Patikanavan, Waga, Fika, my T-shirt, Zanu, PF, Vachiruavan, Andy, Wavan, Zanu, PF. My double standards, you are you. Mam Loja, can you come in there before Tishi Statum Lalish?
Yeah, I come again. I need to put you. We are aware of a case of a man who is on top by doing nothing. Blame everybody else. Who are teaching with people? I want to go vision. Who are you? I want to go vision. Yeah, I have a book. So the man dang, I see opposition. Always is in to learn what is here. Nisi penu mbuto, sindu nisi lize, eli kushageleyo. Na awe kuza, eli kukambambango, eli ukuchuzizo, ufuna kutifend into wrong, uivu wanu kuti wrong. Ilizo, nisi penu, nipata na masitiz, ilizo, nivusi kakela, uli please. We are fighting for you as well. Ukuchi, liyege, eli ukuti nipa, ni brainwash, alicheli, zintezi, nalango, ndo kunye kui pakanda. Nwa kumama, atakala, kuni meso, upige. Into people, we saw any case called mafia, but people are the back. Who is the code living a pound from Shab? Nilam. It means the letter equal to that. If this country is Zimbabwe, equal to Zimbabwe, it's called Zimbabwe. Like another Zimbabwe doesn't live in love. Let it look to me.
Silom la lele twinity name Terri Timboinagum Terri. Kola, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you so much.
Ipefungwa zenyu kwa chidimbu.
Mchidimbu nega. Let me speak in Shona. Maybe it's fine for me. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Panauye ye ma campaigns, my brother. And you can kuruwa kwe vanu ya trukunzwa and so on and so on. Zvinhu notibata isu samaZimbabwe zvatinoshuvira kuti kudai nyika yedu yakamira zvakanaka vanhu vane freedom vane kuzvisunungura pasina mumwe anoheta mumwe kana mumwe anorova mumwe ndo chikumbiro chedu chatinoshuva isu samaZimbabwe because freedom kuratidzira kusununguka kwomunhu wese during the campaign issue yatinayo right now muZimbabwe but unotoshamisika kuona kuti kune vamwe vanhu vari kutorarama unotoshamisika kuti munhu ari muZimbabwe here ni the way yaanobehavha kana maitiro avanoita according ne handizivi kuti kamweya here kanouya during the election period yekuti kanopinda mumwe munhu unoona munhu anenge achitambura all the time.
Thank you. Mtereri, unfortunately we have to leave it there. And our caller Tapiwa Gumbo has the last word. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to our guest, Triple C Senate candidate for Matabeleland South, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and ZANU-PF activist, Archford Kuvuriro. Thank you so very much. And also thank you, our viewers and listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungamile Nkomo.